Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. House impeachment inquiry. 14th Amendment in Minnesota. The FDA may pull a $2 billion product and a not-so-great debut. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, Kevin McCarthy has ordered an impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden. An inquiry gives the committees more power to seek further information to see if any crimes were committed and if anything should go to a full impeachment vote. Even Mitt Romney, who was one of seven Republicans who voted to remove Trump from office in his second impeachment, supports this inquiry against Biden. He said the fact that the White House has been singularly silent and has coddled Hunter Biden suggests an inquiry is not inappropriate. That's very different than an impeachment, by the way. An actual impeachment would require the evidence of a high crime or misdemeanor, and that has not been alleged. But inquiring is something the president and the White House could have avoided. A lawsuit has been filed in Minnesota to keep Donald Trump off of the 2024 ballot in that state. There was another lawsuit last week in Colorado saying that Donald Trump should not be allowed on the ballot because of January 6th. The 14th Amendment, Clause 3, says that if you are involved in an insurrection or rebellion or gave aid and comfort to its enemies, you're ineligible to run for office. This is the left's latest attempt to keep him from winning. That is, keep him off the ballot entirely. We have some FDA news that does not involve COVID. An advisory panel for the FDA agreed unanimously that a common decongestant ingredient used in many over-the-counter cold medicines doesn't do anything. So the FDA is now going to decide if they should ban the ingredient phenylephrine, which would result in companies having to pull their product from the shelves entirely. Sudafed sinus congestion, Tylenol cold and flu severe, NyQuil severe cold and flu, Theraflu severe cold flu, Mucinex sinus max, and a bunch of others might be completely unavailable until the companies try to reformulate them. This ingredient is in 250 products total that were worth $1.8 billion in sales last year. Aaron Rodgers is a future Hall of Famer, 39-year-old quarterback, made his New York Jets debut on Monday, on September 11th, no less. Ran from the tunnel with a giant American flag. The crowd went nuts. It was great. On the fourth snap of the game, he was tackled, tore his Achilles tendon, probably out for the whole season. Zach Wilson, third-year quarterback, took over, led the Jets to a 22-16 overtime win. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, incredible rendition of the national anthem by Queen Latifah on Sunday before the Giants-Cowboys football game. Sideline shots showed most of the players paying attention. The 9/11 theme was apparent in the stadium. Now, this is a good beginning to reignite a sense of patriotism in America. For too long, the zealots who frown on their country have had the floor. Surely Miss Latifah understands that her success most likely would not have occurred anywhere else on the planet. That doesn't mean dissent must be muted. All of us should strive to improve the USA, and that means objecting to unfairness and corruption. But there's a right way to make headway. And you start by being respectful to your country and the noble things it has accomplished. A short history of the 20th century and post-9/11 should demonstrate that nobility to any rational human being. Years ago, football player Colin Kaepernick and his crew were not respectful by dishonoring the national anthem. I'm glad the National Football League, the poster child of capitalism, has finally figured that out. It took far too long. I also hope you will watch Queen Latifah honor her country if you haven't already seen it. You might even tear up. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Okay, here is the mail. Don Goodwin, Sarasota, Florida. Any thoughts on Chuck Todd and his career? I don't watch NBC, but I'm interested in your opinion because of the great Tim Russert. So Tim Russert was a legendary journalist, good guy, and drove Meet the Press to its highest esteem ever. I knew Russert very well, was on the program. We had a good relationship. Russert was a liberal, but he wasn't crazy left. So then Chuck Todd took over from Russert. Now, Russert was a liberal, but did not impose his liberalism on his audience. Todd is a liberal, but did. Okay, by leaving stuff out, by skewing his presentation. So, I'm glad Todd is gone. I like people who do their job the way it should be done. Okay, Linda, illegal migrants all over this country is by design. All right, you're correct. Wouldn't be happening if Donald Trump were in the Oval Office. Wouldn't. The Remain in Mexico policy would still be in place. So the Democrats win. First day on the job, Joe Biden strips all of that Trump stuff out and opens the border, and here we are. So you're absolutely right. Jan Kubis. Leftists like Chuck Schumer are not interested in solving problems for Americans. They're interested in power, buying votes, and dismantling America's customs, traditions, exceptionalism, freedoms, and individual liberties. I wouldn't put Schumer in that category. He's not Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders. All right. But you're right in your first paragraph. It's all about Chuck, not about the USA, not about Brooklyn, where Chuck's from. About Chuck getting more power. Chuck playing the Democratic machine game. In a moment, something you might not know. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Each year, the American sports industry generates $90 billion. The money is made primarily through ticket sales, TV deals, merchandise, and video games. All that cash translates to very large paychecks for the country's best athletes, and here they are. The average salary in the National Football League, $800,000. Highest paid players, Denver Bronco Russell Wilson, Philadelphia Eagle Jalen Hurts, Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, L.A. Charger Justin Herbert, and Cincinnati Bengal Joe Burrow, who's the highest of all. Now, all of these men earn more than $50 million a year. To the NBA, the National Basketball Association, where the average player makes $5 million. But there are only 12 on the roster as opposed to, I think it's 40 on the NFL rosters. Anyway, top five basketball players: LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Stephen Curry, Bradley Beal, Paul George. Each make a guaranteed minimum of $50 million per season. The typical baseball player paid $1.5 million. Biggest checks go to Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, Max Scherzer, Anthony Rendon, and Justin Verlander with $44 million annually. Wow. Overall, the most valuable sports teams in America are the L.A. Rams, $6 billion, New York Giants, $7 billion, New York Yankees, $8 billion, Golden State Warriors, $8.5 billion, and number one, Dallas Cowboys. They are worth $10 billion. To actually see the teams in person is becoming very expensive. Average ticket this year, $200 in all sports, up from just an average of $22 back in 1990. And here's something else you might not know. A player's biggest paycheck does not come from the teams, but from endorsements. Each year, global corporations like AT&T, Verizon, Pepsi shell out hundreds of millions to have stars hawk their latest products. Because of his partnership with Nike, the highest paid athlete of all time is basketball legend Michael Jordan. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.